Are you having trouble being vulnerable enough to believe? Let's talk about the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, 16 through 20, it says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age.'" So I want to point out verse 17. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Have you ever seen Jesus and doubted? I mean, sometimes it may seem too good to be true. Or maybe even the thought that Jesus actually loves you, died for you, and is offering forgiveness just seems too good to be true. Some doubt it. See, we wouldn't be humans if we didn't have trouble keeping our minds and our heart on the same page. Maybe our doubts are trauma-induced. Maybe we're afraid to be vulnerable enough to believe because we've been hurt so badly in the past. I'm sure that the disciples resonated with all of those feelings after watching Jesus be killed in front of them. See, believing takes vulnerability, but vulnerability is the only way to be a follower of Christ. Our mind says, "How can this be?" Our heart says, "Please let this be." And our faith says, "Vulnerable."